Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of the Vikings Ownership Group and our entire organization, it is my privilege today to introduce two of the greatest Minnesota Vikings of all time, Randy Moss and Ahmad Rashad. Today, the Vikings, we announced that Randy Moss and Ahmad will be inducted into the Vikings Ring of Honor during the 2017 season. First, a couple words about Randy. Not only was Randy Moss a great Viking player, but he continues to be hugely popular with Viking fans and NFL fans throughout the United States and the world. Randy holds a number of NFL records, including most touchdown catches in a season, and is second in NFL history with 156 touchdowns. During his time at the Vikings, Randy was also very active in our community, and he made a real difference in the lives of a lot of kids and families in Minnesota. We are grateful for that as well. Following Randy, you will hear from Ahmad Rashad. Ahmad is another of the all-time greatest Vikings. Ahmad is just coming off ankle surgery, but we are excited that he was able to be here today. Ahmad Rashad is top 10 in Vikings history in both receiving yards and touchdowns. He also holds the team record of 4 touchdowns in a single game. Ahmad is also a charismatic fan favorite, and he has stayed engaged and involved with the Vikings. So without further ado, the soon-to-be newest members of the Vikings Ring of Honor, Randy Moss, followed by Ahmad Rashad. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, I'm kind of speechless. And, first of all, I just want to give honor to God and being able to bless me to play this sport for such a long time. Now, I've always said this, that if you're getting some type of mention, an award, or something positive for what you've accomplished, that means you did something right in life. So, like I said, I'm definitely thankful. I love this game, and I played with definitely a chip on my shoulder throughout my career. Some people I rubbed wrong, some people loved it. And so to the people that I rubbed wrong, man, that's just what I love to do. The game of football, I grew up loving it. I've been playing it since I was 6 years old. You know, the year that I mooned Green Bay was the first year I actually took off. It took me 28 years to take a season or a game off. So I think that when I tell you that I wore the game of football on my shoulder, I really wore it on my shoulder, man. I didn't really give myself any breaks, no time off. So with all that said, you know how I start this thing off. I got my man Sid Hartman over here. Came out to see me today. So, Sid, I think it would be right for you to start this thing off like we normally do it. What you got for me, buddy?
Thank you. First question. Randy Moss was one of my favorite players, no doubt about it. He made a statement, "I play when I want to play." And all the other, I wrote it, and all the media kept on going to him and said, "You didn't say that." He said, "I said it," and he wrote the right story.
Well, he was just talking about I play when I want to play. I think that was just mixed up, Sid, over the years. And I think that as you mature, you grow. And I think that I really should have spoke about it, you know, what I really meant. But, you know, that's in the past. And like I said, man, I love the game so much. And I sacrifice so much. I really honestly think I got traded out of here because I only cared about the game of football. And I know that really seems weird, it sounds weird, but I didn't really do anything outside of the game of football, man. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't, you know, like to mingle a lot. I only cared about football, man. And I think that was probably maybe one of my worst, you know, attributes of really trying to branch off outside of the game of football. But, hey, that's all I knew. That's what I grew up believing, man. And like I said, still to this day, I still carry that same chip. So I love the game. Yes, ma'am.
What does it mean to you? You left? And then you came back, and then you left again. The fact that no matter what happens, there's always a relationship and there always seems to be a love between you and the Vikings.
Well, I think the love for me is you know, being drafted here, you know, being able to, you know, give these people the entertainment that they pay for, that they sit down and watch. And I think a big thank you is really to the Wilf family. I think from the time that they became owners, they made promises to the organization. They made promises to the fans, including the players, to the state of Minnesota, about the things that they were going to do here. You know, they wanted a new stadium, new facility. They're bringing old retired players back, to be able to be a part of something. Not every organization does that. And I think when you have an ownership like that, that really cares about the organization, you know, they're not in it just for the money, and I can really see that. So for me being able to go up in this Ring of Honor, man, the Wilfs helped me get there, and I'm glad their owners are this team, man, because they made a lot of great strides for this team to be where they are.
You mentioned being traded. Looking back, do you wish you'd been able to play your entire career with the Vikings?
Yes, I do, because I think now I know, I think I have a better understanding of, you know, being able to be drafted here, spend 14 years here. That would have been great, man. It would have been phenomenal. But it didn't take me long to really understand the business side of professional football. So I think that sometimes my passion for the game got in the way of the business side of it, man. But like I said, you live and learn, you mature. I think I lived and learned from a lot of my mistakes, you know, and I think they were my own personal mistakes. Nothing crazy. And I'm not, you know, pointing the finger or blaming anyone, but I think it's just more of, you know, growing up. I'm married now, and I'm happily married. I got my family. We're straight. So now I can just reflect back on the touchdowns, the games against the Green Bay Packers, the games against the Chicago Bears. All that stuff, man, was great for me. But like I say, all the memories that I have, good and bad, I won't trade them for nothing.
Randy, do you have a favorite memory as a Viking?
A favorite memory as a Viking? I think my favorite Viking memory has to be the Monday night football game against the Green Bay Packers. Coach Green's kind of like a podium like this, so he's up here at the podium. And if any of y'all know Coach Green, he could play the drums. He knew rhythm very good. So he's up there playing a beat on the podium, so we never knew why he was playing that beat. So when he started playing the beat, he was basically telling Randall Cunningham, Randall McDaniels, the offense, Chris Carter, them, this is the rhythm that we're going to have to play to the whole night in order for us to be successful. The rest is history.
Randy, when you got traded, would you have thought you'd be in this position now, 12 years later, going into the Ring of Fame?
Like I say, man, it's a shaky business. I didn't know. I got traded the first time, got released the second time. You know, let bygones be bygones. But, you know, I think a lot of the fans, a lot of the people that really sit down every single Sunday and wait for their team to come on really don't understand the magnitude of the business side of the National Football League. And I think once you fall in love with an individual, that they may be gone the next day. And I think that sometimes that can emotionally scar a person. So I just think for me, man, it's just I've lived and learned from a lot of my mistakes, man. And, you know, one thing that I definitely take heart and that I've always cared about is just being good to others and also leading the youth to bring them up and to lead them down the right path.
Randy, you're eligible for the Hall of Fame coming up this coming year. You think you should be a first ballot guy? And how special would it be to be named to the Hall of Fame while the Super Bowl's in Minnesota?
I think it'll be special. Minnesota hosting the Super Bowl here, new stadium. For me to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, I think it would be special. For me to be a first ballot Hall of Fame, you know, one thing that I've said throughout my whole career, man, I just love playing the game. You know, any accolades, any accomplishments, you know, records that I was able to break, any team goals or team records that we were able to break, man, that's what happens when you're able to focus and put all 11 guys together at the same time. So for me to be consider myself as a first ballot Hall of Famer, I mean, the love that I get out there in the streets, the love that I get from my peers, the love that I get from coaches, past and present, yeah, I hold my hat on first ballot. Yeah, I really do.
What was the strongest emotion you experienced when you found out?
I think mine was just not knowing what to expect, man. I think that, you know, I was coming up here for business meeting, you know, to try to do some business throughout, you know, the week of the Super Bowl, myself with the Minnesota Vikings. I had no idea that I was going into the Ring of Honor, so I was actually speechless. You know, I walked down the hallway, I'm looking at Tinglehoff, I'm looking at Carter, I'm looking at Dolman, and you know what I'm saying? Now, my friend, we're getting ready to be in that hallway, you hear me? So it's just a lot of guys that I know my history, I know my players to be able to see them. So when I come out of a meeting, I didn't see my jersey on that wall. So when I come out, I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Did y'all just put this up here? So it was actually, like I say, man, it's definitely humbling. I'm speechless. I'm stuck for words, man. I really don't know what to say, man. But The one thing that I will tell you, man, is the love, the passion, you know, that I put into this game, man. To some, it might have been arrogance, but to me, man, I was just focused, tunnel vision, man, because I always wanted to play the game of football. Something I grew up loving to do as a kid. Some people like to play with their cars. Some girls like to play with doll babies. Ever since I was 6 years old, man, I loved the game of football, man, and that's what drove me to where I'm at today.
Randy, how cool is it when you come back to reconnect with some people like Andre Patterson and Dennis Ryan that were here when you were here?
That's what's special about it, man. I was telling Coach Patterson, I was telling Dennis Ryan, you know, being able to have that blessing to go into the Ring of Honor, to be able to hopefully be a first ballot Hall of Fame, man. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for, you know, a lot of people. You know, there's no individual in life successful to make it where they are by themselves. You know, Dennis Ryan does not get a lot of notoriety and a lot of recognition. But without Dennis Ryan, Aaron Newman, and their staff, these guys are not putting on, screwing on cleats and getting your shoes tied and something popping off your helmet or your shoulder pads and stuff like that. Man, I still keep in contact with Dennis Ryan and Aaron Newman. Coach Patterson, I've seen him go from team to team. Now he's back here. And I told him, man, you're one of the best D-line coaches in the league. He was here when I got here. He coached John Randle. He's coached some greats. So for me to still be coming around, I've seen Everson Griffin just talking about, hey, man, I was here when you were here, and I'm still here. You know, so it's a brotherhood. It really is. And for me to be able now, an analyst on ESPN, to get to go to the Monday night venue, look on the field, and still, you know, I still love to see the game. And I can't physically play it anymore, but just being able to love the guys, seeing the guys that I coached with, coached against, played with, or played against, it's still great to be able to see them go out there and perform.
Time for two more for Randy, and then Ahmad will come up.
Randy, what would you say to Dennis Green if he could be here today?
Man. I don't know, man. I don't know.
What did you,
I was 6 years old playing this game. On draft day, I really don't know why I was treated the way I was treated on draft day, but Coach Green gave me an opportunity, man. And I told him, Coach, you're not going to regret this. So you asked me what I would say to him. Man, I'll probably just fall in his arms and give him a hug, man. There's no words that I can tell him. The man passed away without me really, really, really giving him my love and thanks for what he was able to do for me and my family, man. There's a lot of teams out there that passed on me for wrong reasons. Coach Green gave me that opportunity. So when all y'all Viking fans are sitting up here going back in the past, remembering the teams that I played on, the teams that Ahmad played on, the teams that Coach Green coached, man, however you feel about me, you can feel. But if you feel a good way about me, Coach Green bought me here. And whatever talents that I was able to showcase, he helped me do that, man. So just fall in his arm and give him a big hug, man. That's my man. You see how emotional I am about it? I'm very thankful to be able to cross paths with Coach Green. Last question.
How long ago did you get married?
4. Is that to be your last question? Somebody give me a better question. On, yes. Four years. I'm happily married. I love my wife. You know, we're happy family now, but give me something football.
Come on, Sid.
I was just
going
to ask you what you told the players afterward.
I think mine was just more of what you've done to get here is not what's going to keep you here. What's going to keep you here is being able to listen to the veterans, knowing that now football is now full circle all year round. So I think for me to be able to give some advice to the young guys, man, is – whatever got you here is not going to keep you here. You need to do a little bit more. All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate it. Yeah.